Time now to talk with Manchester Essex football coach Jeff Hutton. And coach, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
Not too bad. We'll have to talk about some other stuff later because it's been a little trying, of course. But let's get right to it. Almost a full week of practice in so far. And what's it been like for you, coach?
Well, I'll tell you what. Once you get past all the making sure you do attendance every day and keeping kids spaced and grouped as much as possible and cleaning footballs, and it's still just football. Like, that's what I told the kids. It's like, once you get used to the routine of all the other stuff, it's still just football. Blocking, tackling, all that other stuff.
It would seem that because you guys are now playing in the springtime, some of these kids have played other sports, and so they're used to the ritual and the regimen of the COVID restrictions.
Oh, yeah. Most of my kids played basketball, you know, at Manchester. And even some of the Rockport kids played soccer or basketball. So, yeah, you're right. They're coming with experience on how to do it as far as keeping the masks on, hand sanitizing, distancing, cohorts. And like I was telling some other coaches, like, some of my kids, because of playing sports consistently, they're in such better shape as far as like running than they've ever been, because sometimes in the summer you got this camp and that camp and this kid's going on vacation and their attendance in the weight room isn't always as consistent as you want it to be. So those kids that are playing sports are like coming in like great shape. They're like killing the conditioning.
That's cool.
Awesome.
That's cool. I talked with Gloucester coach Dan O'Connor the other day, and he said that his athletic director, Brian Lafato, was able to move all of their weight equipment out to the stadium so that it could actually do weight training. How are you guys doing over at Manchester?
Well, we have a weight room that's probably as big as a college dorm room, so we can only fit maybe five or six people in there based on square footage. So we haven't done much of that yet, but we're hoping that once we get into the flow of the season with, like, games coming up, that we can actually incorporate that. You know, maybe seniors on Mondays, juniors on Tuesdays, et cetera. We haven't gotten into that yet, but that's that thing that once we figure everything else out, that's that next component.
What do you have for a schedule lined up, Jeff?
So we had to, I say had to. It was either play the Cape Ann teams or probably not have a football season. So even though we went independent last year, so we decided, not really decided, but we're jumping back into the Cape Ann. So we're going to play the Cape Ann small and a couple crossover games. So our first game starts, we were going to take a bye, but we decided we might as well schedule as many games as possible because you never know what's going to happen. So we're playing North Reading next Saturday as our first game.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you know, the Cape Ann small is not as small as Manchester, so.
No. So we're, I mean, but you know what, though? It's like everyone's in the same boat right now.
Okay.
Numbers are down. They're not up. You know, people are still nervous and concerned, and our numbers are, we're at 43 kids right now, which is unheard of. I haven't had that many kids since I've been here.
That's great.
So it's been refreshing to see a lot. I mean, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of seniors who just want to try it. You know, it's a great opportunity for those kids because the season is so condensed. You know, when you're looking at a football season that starts in August and ends on Thanksgiving, that's a long season. It's a tough way to convince kids who are on the fence. But for 10 weeks, you can get through it.
You know,
so if we can keep a couple of these young kids, some of these sophomores or juniors who are trying it for the first time, it's going to be great for us come the fall.
Well, you know, for your younger kids, obviously not for the seniors, but for the younger kids, this is sort of like spring football in college.
Oh, completely. And I have 11 freshmen this year, which is great. And there's a couple other kids that I know that were still on the fence that went the other way. But, you know, if we get through this season and could get maybe three or four of those other kids come back, we could have a really good class come the fall.
That's exciting. I mean, you know, it's optimism is abounding right now. It's like hope springs eternal in the springtime. That's great, Jeff. And I guess finally, can you tell me a little bit about maybe a player or two that is coming back that you think will be a leader for you guys?
Yeah, well, we appointed three team captains. One of them is Will Lewandowski, who is also a captain as a junior. He's our quarterback. You know, had a great season last year, threw for over 1,000 yards. I think he had about 14 touchdown passes, and he ran for like three or four more. We have Gavin Glass, tailback, as a senior. The last 2 years, I think he's got like 25 total touchdowns. And another senior, Joe Daly, who's our get our hands dirty type kid. He's a jack of all trades. He's an awesome outside linebacker. Great blocker as a running back. He's not the guy that gets all the carries, but he's the guy that doesn't mind getting his nose in there. And those three kids are our captains. And of all the seniors we have on the team, I think we have 12 seniors this year. They're the only three that have played all 4 years at Manchester.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So you got some leadership there. And maybe expecting some high-powered offense, I'm guessing, hopefully.
I'm hoping. I mean, you know what? This is a year, and we've talked with other coaches, and I'm sure a lot of them are in the same boat. This is a year that you can try some new things or do some things that you were kind of reserved about because
right. You
were afraid how it would go. But the kids are really taken to some of the new concepts, the new wrinkles that we put in. So it's been refreshing and it's been fun.
All right. First game again. Against whom and when?
I'm sorry. Say again.
First game is when, Jeff?
North Reading next Saturday. And then it's North Reading, then we have Amesbury, then Linfield, and then we get into the Cape Ann Small. And I don't remember the order off the top of my head, but we're playing Hamilton, Wenham, Ipswich, and who am I missing? I'm missing somebody. Amesbury. Did I say Amesbury already?
Yeah. But you play Georgetown this year?
No, right now Georgetown, they okayed football, but they didn't have enough registration. So right now they're a no-go for the season.
Okay. Well, Thanksgiving is coming soon, so we'll get back to it.
Yeah, let's hope.
All right. That's Jeff Hutton, the football coach at Manchester Essex Regional High School.